Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me heavy. Penny nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stock.
Wow. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
They ain't have to tell me what's happening, world. How y'all doing? From the United States all the way to South Africa and worlds over. Good night. I hope everybody had an awesome week. We start a new week, brand new show. What's happening, co-hosts?
Yo, what's good? I'm good. Happy holidays to everybody out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Just I hope you're enjoying it with you and yours. And we ready to get into it. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do every Sunday night, Real Talk.
Mr. Mo Benz, welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. We doing this thing from Florida to New York. You know how we do every single week, consistently. Facts. And if we miss a week, we make up for it the next week. So, hey.
Facts. Hashtag facts. But yeah,
man, how was your week?
You know what I'm saying? Well, all right, so I'll get to my week. My week was chill, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of little Christmas shopping. Like I'm in New York, I'm in Brooklyn for the holiday or whatever. But you know, I just had to send some, you know, some cards out to my nephews and my loved ones, you know what I'm saying? So then I had like a gift exchange with like, you know, people, some coworkers. And then just, you know, just getting organized. Like right now, I'm like straight up in organized mode. I just want to get everything just on the right track for 2019 and just be bigger and better with everything, with this show, which is everything in my life, you know what I'm saying, is going on. I really want to just really go into the new year just focused and positive and just, you know, leaving all that negative shit behind. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
I was touching on that. Like, listen, if you are not bringing positivity to my life, I cannot get washed up in the negativity that you got going on in your life. I cannot do it. Oh, it's been some people that I've been real distant with, man. Shake it off, man. It's time to be positive more than ever right now. That shit gets toxic. That shit's draining. You know what I'm saying? It's draining. So if you don't hear from me, man, it's because you're draining my energy, man. I need all of my energy right now, man. I got too much on my plate, man. Hashtag full, okay?
Oh,
I don't
want
your problems, man, because guess what? Your problems and my problems are a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
So listen, man, I
wish you the best, and I hope that, you know, that everything work out for whoever, all of y'all. But guess what? Take accountability. You know what? If I stay in these toxic situationships, then guess what? I'm going to receive toxic, you know, toxic situations back.
I'm trying
so
to
guess
uplift,
what?
Man.
It's positivity. I can't do it.
Speak on it.
I took
Speak
off.
On. I'm listening.
I slid on me a little short getaway hill, you know.
A little quick move, you know what I'm saying? I had,
you know, you got to make quick moves sometimes. I ain't had too much time, but, you know, I just did what I got there one night. I stayed there for that night, then the whole next day, and came back early that morning because I had some stuff to do, but... You know, you got to move around, man. And I'm going to tell you something. Do what makes you happy, but don't be nobody's fool. And that's the only thing that I can tell, you know, the whole world. You know what I'm saying? Listen, your story is not my story. You feel me?
Exactly.
So, you know, I remember one time I went to, when I was working for this company, right? And we used to have this wing spot, man. Oh, my God. The wings were absolutely fabulous, right? I'm not giving free promo, but... The wings were fabulous, so I used to go there once or twice a week, right? Man, listen, wings and fries, stupid. So one of my friends had an issue with the people in the place, and she told everybody, don't go back and eat there. They get on my nerves.
And some people didn't go back there.
You know, she was the popular kid. But
it's your spot.
I love you, boo boo,
spot.
But I'm going back because I ain't have that experience with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so, my spot. Like, you trying to mess up my thing. Like,
your experience ain't my experience. You know what I'm saying? And until they fuck me over, man, it's
my
favorite spot. I'm going.
Your experience is not my experience. That's such a look.
Right,
I'm
man.
Down.
Listen,
your experience is not my experience.
It's not my experience, man.
Y'all
have to understand that in life. Listen,
oh gosh,
no matter what
you, think
you go
anything.
Through, man, no matter how positive that you think you are, if you are spilling out your experience with anything to somebody else in hopes that they become as ill as you are to a certain object, place, a person, then you are toxic, man, and I don't have time for it. So, you know, I'm never really mad about when people talk about me because, you know what, I have that type of charisma that people, when they can't get in my head, when they can't change you, they try to change how people view you, all right? You know that, right? So I'm used to people, you know what I'm saying, trying to sit down and talk junk, right? And so these are the miserable people, just the miserable group that's sitting down talking junk. But y'all all miserable together because I'm still doing way more than all y'all put together. You know what I'm saying? So y'all sit over there in that group and continue to be miserable because you can't change me and you can't change what I'm doing. So y'all just sit over there and y'all persuade each other. You know what I'm saying? That I'm the bad person, and I'm going to keep getting to this money right here.
Damn.
Keep that toxic stuff over there, right? Cut it off, man. I'm not good with New Year's resolutions, and I never really make them because change is inevitable, right? You're going to change from month to month, you know, and if you're not changing, if you're telling me I'm real and I'll never change, then I don't want to be around you, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't need to be around somebody that ain't never changing. I need to be around somebody that's ever changing, right?
Yeah,
that's
man,
what I need in
growth,
my life.
Man.
Somebody that's steady progressing, that I can help grow along the way. So guess what? My relationships, if we can't sit down and talk about getting to a bag together and still have perfect harmony, and I don't feel like you're trying to use me, I don't need that relationship in my life, people. Understand this. When you come into my life, I need you to be positive. Man, listen, we all done been wrong. If I can sit down and tell you some stories that I done been through in my life, and I share some of them on the show, and we'll continue to share my stories, but you know what? I'm not a victim. You feel me? I have to take accountability for my actions in every situation that I've been through in life. I've lived one hell of a life, and that's why I'm so chill right now. So, listen. New Year's resolution, man. Anything toxic, man. That could be your homie. That could be your ace. That could be your best. That could be your man. That could be your woman. Leave it alone. Listen, you know how good it feels to get rid of toxic shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you talk to somebody and that shit can be so toxic. I was so drained last week, man. I was drained. Yeah. And guess what? I'm reloaded.
I see your battery is recharged. Atlanta did you well.
You gotta be like, look, man, I love you. I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to succeed, but I can't do the toxic. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. So call me a switch out.
I'll be like this too. Like real quick, don't lose your train of thought. But I'll be like, agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not trying to convert nobody over to my way.
Right.
So why are you trying to convert me over to yours? Like,
right.
I respect.
And you know what?
It'd be the people
that really ain't doing nothing in their life, and it's like. You got to surround yourself by people that's making the same moves that you're making, man. You know, and you got to try to help them along the way. You know what I'm saying? You got to help them become humble. You got to teach them how to be givers, not just to the people that they want to give to, but to people around them so they can continue to be blessed and continue to flourish. I need to be around somebody that I can look at and be like, all right, I like what this motherfucker doing. I want to go and do even better than that. You know what I'm saying? I need motivation around me. So I had to hit the reset button. You know, I had to do some things a little different, you know, and even, you know, I had to start talking to somebody. You know, we used to talk via phone. I mean, you know, we're going to talk a different way because, you know what I'm saying, we just need to switch this up, you know what I'm saying?
But I
had to recharge my battery, man, and happy holidays to the people that celebrate it and happy gift-giving days to the people that don't celebrate it, like myself, you know. I asked somebody. But if you on my Facebook page, you'll see what I put up for Christmas. Man, I'm one of the people that understand money is not everything in the world to me. You know, I am blessed to have just about some of everything that I want. And I know how to get what I don't have. So, you know, money is not about gift-giving. At this point, it's about loyalty. It's about, you know, people that's genuine. It's about people that, you know, genuinely fuck with you, that's not fucking with you, trying to get over, that's not being smart, that's being real with you. That's what it's about. So that's what I want around me, you know, life, health, and strength, and genuine individuals, man, going for it.
People
that
just fuck with me, like, just fuck
that's
with me.
That's right,
just,
man. Don't fuck with me because what I can
do. I'm not perfect, but just take me with all my quirks and everything about me, man. Like, you fuck with me or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm me, and I'm not changing. So
you
you
know what I noticed, though, and
like,
this is just everywhere. You know, I sit back and I pay attention to the men that be in my face, or you know, men want you to sweat them too. You know, they listen. I can't run and be calling you and doing all this shit here when you fucking with bitches that ain't even half of the person that I am. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. Now I don't talk bad on nobody, but I also know my value and my worth. And what type of chick that a person deal with speaks volumes. So if you dealing with somebody and this individual is you know, ain't got it together, man. That made me look at you kind of different. You know what I'm saying? So I learned a long time ago to reevaluate and do what I do a little different. And listen, it pays off. So kudos to everybody having a positive week. Guess what? New Year's is next week, man. We're going into a whole new year. This is the
2019,
this year went
man.
By
it's
so fast, so slow.
It's so slow. Yo, that's a good. I'm feeling you. So you really coming so with slow. It. You know what I'm saying? Keep that same energy. So fast, so slow.
Listen,
that's the,
man,
that's the, that's
I have done so much this year. I am so thankful. I am truly blessed. I have I've seen a lot. I've done a lot. Man, like this year, man, I'm so thankful.
Quite the year. You know, you
that
have
if I don't make another dollar this year, this year tops the charts.
We was like, you know, you had a, I was here for it. You know what I'm saying?
Check this out.
Hey, Sunday,
we
going to
start. Y'all know we in over 30 countries. You know, last show, we called everybody out. Tonight, we're going to call out the top five, right? And we're going to keep doing this top
five,
right? And we're going to show who consistent, man. So we got some consistent folks, man, and we're gonna continue to shout out the top five people consistent going down this whole map of everybody listening in. We appreciate each and every last one of you for tuning in, man. We love you. Tell a friend, and another friend. But we're gonna start doing the top five.
Call up and listen.
Top five countries that listen in. You know, not the top five cities, not the top five states, the
top five
countries.
This is worldwide.
Okay. Yeah, listen in, all right? United States, Switzerland.
Wait, hold on. We're going from five to one or one to five?
I ain't even going in no order. We're just going to do five.
Just doing it. All right, so United States, Switzerland.
We got the United States, of course, home team. Thank you so much. We love you. Switzerland.
Brooklyn.
Okay.
Switzerland.
We got Algeria.
Algeria.
You know what country. Algeria.
Okay.
United Kingdom.
Okay. United Kingdom. Shout out to England.
And our favorite country that neither one of us know how the hell to say.
Yeah, I forgot the damn how to damn say it just that quick.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Yeah, they be with it. You know what I'm saying? They be definitely showing us mad love. So I just want to make sure.
Man, listen,
they've been
in the top five.
They're right next to Liberia
for months
and Ghana. So they're like right between Liberia and Ghana. Looking at my map. So shout out to them. You know what I'm saying?
They've been in the top five, right? And
yeah,
so you know,
like,
we love everybody,
like,
but we gonna start
like
and they numbers climbing over there too. So maybe they laughing at us because we don't know how to pronounce their country.
Maybe so. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? Let me find out. They just, you know, be like all tuned in around the phone, like checking for us. You know what I'm saying? American style. So that's what's up, man. Shout out.
Don't be
like
mad
that.
At us because we don't know how to say your country because we're going to figure it out. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to let Alexa.
I did take French.
I'm
going to
let Alexa tell me the name of your country.
How you say
so we're going to get it right once and for all. Right. They keep growing, so they over there laughing like they can't even say our country, like, you know, in their language. Like, you know, it's all good. We appreciate y'all, so we're going to keep sounding stupid just to show y'all some love. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So,
God,
man, I had an amazing week.
Let me get some highlights.
I took off towards the end of the week. I've been just really focus on this store too, man. It's been amazing.
Yeah,
and
working
on these other projects, man.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, you know, working on these other projects, and just trying to stay rested up. I got 2 days off.
This is why
I took off because I actually finally got 2 days off back to back this week. That was my Friday and Saturday, so I was able to pull up.
That was simply amazing.
Right, simply amazing to have those 2 days off because I haven't been having them. All my Christmas shopping been done, so all that's in there.
Okay.
And the lady taught me a trick, right? So, you know, I've never flown with a baby, right? And so, you know, we flew out. Me and
like
Juice was flew out,
out.
You know what I'm saying?
And
I learned some neat tricks, right? So, you know, this lady, she was like, hey, just make sure your baby is tired, you know, before you get on the plane. And then give your baby the pacifier or a bottle when you finna take off so that their ears won't
pop. The ears pop.
And I'm telling you, like,
man,
that thing worked flawlessly, okay? And Juice tonky as hell. So, you know, he was in my lap. It worked super flawlessly. You know, he wasn't cranky. He didn't cry none of the whole flight. And as I thought he would be asleep because he was tired, he went to sleep. And then he got back up and he wanted to look out of the window. So It was okay. An amazing trip there and back.
That's a short
he
trip too. How long?
How long
of a plane ride is that? That's got to be like what 30
minutes.
Oh man, 40
it was like less than an hour. Yeah, it was less
yeah,
than an hour.
That's
I went stupid now. Don't play with me. I wasn't finna
chase
it. I wasn't finna chase it.
For real.
I ain't want nobody to be mad at me if he didn't do good on the flight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want them to be, you know, like, oh, hell no. They was already licking when I got a night, like, oh, hell no. She ain't here with a baby. And the thing is I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I see people tweet and talk junk about, you know, crying babies on the plane. So I'm like, you know, please don't let my baby be one of those babies. But he did actually great. The only time you hear this man cry is when he want a bottle. That's the only time he cry. Other than that, he make this grunt noise. When he want to be changed or he want to be picked up, he be like,
Come through. Need some assistance.
Yeah, like, come through, check me out. Only time you gonna hear him cry is when he want a bottle. So that was like a pretty cool trip. It was in and out. Look, nobody even knew, you know what I'm saying, that I was gone.
Yeah, it seemed like
you just kind of got to keep it that way sometimes. So, like, I posted it and then I took it down because I was like, you know what, let me not do that.
Start shouting you out, start hitting you up, like, yo, what's up?
No, let me not do that.
Town, you ain't coming through?
Yeah, right, then it was cold as hell there, but, you know, we was all layered up. My other son, he gone to my dad's house, you know what I'm saying, for the holiday or whatever, whatnot. So, you know, he had to chill with grandparents, and that was like super cool.
You already know how that go. They can't wait to see. You know
he's super spoiled.
You know what I'm saying? So that's dope.
Yeah, that's dope, I got that call. He was like, you need to watch what you're saying around him. Then I said,
what he was saying, what little man was saying.
I said, what you mean I need to watch what I'm saying around him? He talking about, he just told me if I don't get up and fix him some eat, that he going to kick my ass.
Damn. Oh, God. Wow. Really?
I was laughing so hard because I know he got it from me. And I'm like, I got to watch what I say around this kid because he never see it at home. So you done waited till you done got to your papa house and now you straight snitching on me, right? And so he ain't never said nothing like that. I know he got it from you, but I was laughing so hard at my daddy the way he said it that he hung up on me.
So
I said I deal with him when I
kick my ass. He probably like, dude, what you
No, because my daddy childish
about?
Too. So my daddy always playing with him. That's why he picked up the phone. He's like, man, what are you talking about? To my hell no, I kick his ass. He's like,
wow.
I'll kick my ass.
Yeah, that's
I was
that's
like, damn, that's messed up. Like, it's messed up because he didn't heard me say that, right? But it was funny as hell the way my daddy said it. So I was just laughing my ass off, and he hung up on me because I couldn't say that. I was laughing so damn hard. But, you know, I got to, you know, tighten up on that because he didn't heard me say that before. So I was like, oh,
kids,
man, this here
is you know,
a human tape recorder now.
That's true.
Right. And he don't say none of that at home. He's smart.
Yeah,
and that's
no,
the intelligent
he
one.
He's
super intelligent.
He's going to wait till like, okay, I got this. I can get this joke off. I can get this word I've been wanting
right. I got something for my granddaddy. Wait, I want him
to
get me some meat. I got something for him.
I'm pulling out right at the right time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Knew how to use it and all. I was like, oh,
shit. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, but, Man, super awesome. We having something at my house. You know, I get the call. Hey, you know, what you doing Christmas Eve? And I said, nothing. I said, well, what you doing Sunday? And I said, you know, Sundays, I work, and then I have my show, and I clean up and all that good stuff or whatever for, you know, the new week coming in. Okay, well, yeah, so you ain't doing nothing Christmas Eve? I said, no. Oh, okay, man, you know, I was really thinking about doing a little something, just the family getting together. So I was like, sure, I would love to be a part of that. Okay, it's going to be at your house. Wait, you know.
The setup was real.
The setup was super real. But I love him, so
though.
I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing.
You off in the cut.
I am off in the cut. But they all coming out here because – They keep throwing it in my face, like, you know, we're going to come out there and cheer with you for you be talking about you ready to go back, you know, to Atlanta. You know,
you're
crying.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you're
you want to go.
Like,
you know, they like, you know, they come. And that feels good that my family going to pull together and come all the way out here in the woods just to spend time with me just so I can feel loved and not want to go home.
Love.
That shit meant more than anything. Just the gesture meant more than anything in the world to me. everything in the world to me just for them saying that they're doing that. So we got that going on tomorrow, and I have no idea what they got up their sleeves. You know, I was like, well, what we eat? He was like, ah, shit, we just doing fried chicken. He said, we doing fried chicken, devil eggs, and hors d'oeuvres. And I said, okay. That's it. And they said, yeah, that's it. That's it. So I don't know what they're doing because the cousin that's playing it, that's like my brother, and he's real childish. So, you know, if he come in here with that, I'm going to be happy just to spend time
with
somebody
got to pull up
with
the mac and cheese, though. Got to have that mac and cheese. Somebody got to pull up with that.
I don't know. Like they childish, right? And so I had pulled the prank. I had pulled, like, we surprised Monty for her birthday, right? And then I ended up being the gunner that had to pull off with the prank and get her there, right? So she laughed about it to this day because they dropped her off at my house, and I was cooking food. So she knew I was cooking, but she thought I was finna do something at my house. So I'm sneaking the food in the garage while she's sitting down with her back to me, right? And so I done put it in the trunk or whatever. So I was like, Auntie, let's go. I had reserved us a table. We finna go get something to drink and something simple to eat until everybody come over. So she thinking the food is still there. I turned everything off. But we was going to my cousin's house where the surprise party was. She thought it was going to be at my house, but we moved it when she found out about it, right? So we got there. She said, man, that food smells strong as hell in here. And I said, man, that's me. You know, I've been cooking all day. I'm finna go get me a man now. He gonna be like, oh, you smell it like sweet potatoes and everything. He'll be like, yeah, boy, I can cook,
like
so I'm a winner. I'm talking about
like
she cracking up laughing. And we I got her. I was like, man, I gotta stop by my cousin's house. And she walked in and everybody jumped out on her. And she was just fucked. She was messed up. You know what I'm saying about the whole thing. So I wouldn't put it past them if they trying to trick me. You know what I'm saying? So, all good,
yeah,
man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
happening, Smooth? Smooth just joined us on the line.
Okay, yeah.
How you doing?
Somebody was on there. Okay, all right. What's good, Smooth?
Man, look. Don't believe the hype, bro.
Don't believe the hype.
Your party's going to be empty. Anybody traveling out, come see your black ass.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I always video record it. So,
so
you too, buddy. They love me. They love me. They miss me.
Right. Now, man, what the topic is about? Because this ain't got nothing to do with keeping a man in a relationship. What's up?
You got to be the asshole. Why every time you come on, you got to rush me? We was just getting our week out of the way. But our topic
first
tonight
all,
is how do you keep a relationship
alive?
All I heard
was you talking about how a child's supposed to get their ass whooped. So first of all, you tell me you're going to fuck me up. Boy, look, I'm going to call you and be like, look, this is what happened. He got a knot upside his head. And I'm going to tell you why he got a knot upside his head, because he threatened me. So I flipped him upside down and dropped him on his head a few times. Now his mind is right. He's okay now.
Man, he
you got
already
a distinguished right. Gentleman. Yeah, he's good now. Fuck you mean he gonna whip my ass. Fire. Hear me in the mouth. There you go. Yeah.
Oh man. And you got a whole army of kids. So listen, how do you keep a relationship alive without being a doormat?
Let me just make sure I got this. So how do you keep a relationship alive without becoming a doormat or becoming dormant? That's what I was kind of confused. I was like, let me tell you where I was going with this, right? Okay.
Right. When you trying to keep the spunk in a relationship or whatever, you know, in a relationship, you got the breakups to makeups. You got the separations going on, right?
Yeah.
And then you got the times that you don't want to break up, so you just put up with and deal with shit. Then you become a doormat because this person is going to do whatever in the hell they want to because they know that you're not leaving. So they're going to walk all over you.
Okay.
Yeah, that happens. That really happens. Trust me. So, but in keeping a relationship alive, right, like the term relationship in itself this day and age is like almost extinct, man. That shit is almost extinct. Like, that is some hard shit right now. You got, first of all, as a woman of my caliber, I will not compete against the motherfucker that's just going to turn up and get loose and going to look good on your arm. I refuse to compete against a motherfucker that ain't doing nothing with their life, okay? Then, on top of that, you got all these women at these men, especially men that's doing something, that they feel like, you know what I'm saying, you got to join in and do what these other women doing just to keep their attention. That ain't going to happen. So, like, for me, I feel like the person that I'm going to be with is going to be, like, I'm going to know that it's him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to say, Vay, when you coming to see me? He going to say, hey, I'm coming to see you tonight. I ain't got to say, let's go do something, because he going to say, hey, let's go do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he going to have it together, and I'm going to know. It's not going to be an if, you know, if we make it or if this works, because when I start speaking with if, I'm not certain for a situation. So, like, right now, I don't consider myself, you know what I'm saying, I don't consider myself off the market. I'm going to say it like that, because I'm not secure.
You're not exclusive to somebody right now.
No, I'm not. Because no one has done what it takes for me to be exclusive to them. You know what I'm saying? Like I have to be honest with myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna settle for just anything. That's just not going to happen. I came too far. I worked too hard to be who I am. I'm not going to settle. So if I want to settle, you know, I can go backwards. Why would I go forward and have to settle? That don't make no sense. So tell me, how do you keep your relationship alive? I mean, you married. You've been with your wife for a while. So how do you keep your relationship alive?
Well, all right. So I'll take it from, you know, I'll give you my point of view on this. So, perfect example. Like, right now is great for me. And I'm not saying it to, like, shade my wife or nothing like that, but my wife went back to Cleveland for the holiday. And I was just like, you know, she'll be back Wednesday. So it's just like a quick, like, kind of hop in, hop out trip. But this was so needed for me and I think for her. You know what I'm saying? So I think one of the main ways to keep it from getting dormant or having a relationship become a doormat, as you said, is to give each other space. I know I need my space, especially when you've been with your significant other for quite some time. You just need that space apart, man, and kind of miss, you know, to miss each other. So that's great for me. Like, she left out, like, what was it? Not last night, the day before yesterday. And now I feel like I can just get my mind clear because, you know, a lot of times it's just the other person not even knowing it, but it's just the energy sometimes can just clash at times. You know what I'm saying? Just like, even if another person's in another room or another part of the apartment or your home, just that energy that's dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can just, y'all just combative, you know what I'm saying, in a way. So this is a way for me to kind of just retool, regroup, get organized. And when she comes back, we can just, you know, we can, you know, now we can just progress into, you know, into a new year and stuff like that. So I think that's one of the main things, you know what I'm saying? Definitely got to learn how to give each other space. And then another slept on thing too, as far as a relationship goes, I think you and your significant other or your marriage partner or whatever, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, to keep it like on point, I think you should work out together. And that's some shit that I kind of fell off this year, but you know, I want to bring that back into 2019, you know, like just be a fit and, like, you know what I'm saying, going to the gym together. Like, we used to even do, like, the weed, like, kind of dance joint, you know what I'm saying, just to get a good workout on right in the house.
Zumba.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just, it, well, I ain't do the Zumba part, but the other joint, I forgot what it's called, the dance, but it's similar to the Zumba or whatever. But that stuff is just good energy, you know what I'm saying? You're getting your energy up. Flowing, y'all get healthy, y'all, you know, y'all on the same page. So I think that's another thing. Third thing is you got to be at a laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and my wife, you know, we got certain just guilty pleasure shows that we like to watch together. You know what I'm saying? It's an icebreaker, believe it or not. Even though how many long time, you know, y'all been together, a lot of times you still just need that icebreaker. It's similar when you meet somebody for the first time and it's kind of awkward at first, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all, you know, you need that icebreaker. You need something that y'all can both relate to, laugh at, and then, like, oh, okay, now I can let my guard down and just be myself. So sometimes, even if you're in a relationship, you still got to do that. So, you know, laughter is very good. And then, let me see here. And then also, too, you got to spice it up. I can't forget that. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep that sexual energy going. So I was telling you that story about my homeboy. That kind of got me a little pumped up. I don't know how I'm going to, like, swing that or whatever situation is going to come with that. But, we want to spice it up this year. So I don't know. I got to figure out some way where we can both be on the same page and kind of just do something we never did before. You know what I'm saying? So I think those are just valid points. And then the last and most important point, or at least something I really want to focus on this year, especially because we both doing our, like, getting into, like, the entrepreneurial spirit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out different ways of making income and enjoying it, doing it at the same time. So making money together. I think this was one of your valid points that you made a couple of shows back. You know, making money together. A couple to make money together will stay together. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, marriage is a business. So,
that's right.
Yeah, those are the points I jotted down. So I think those are all hashtag goals for me to get back and focus with my wife in 2019. So, yeah.
All right, smooth. Goddamn, come on with this ignorant shit.
Yeah.
Always got to be me. Man, look, at the end of the day, when it comes down to relationships, as far as history is concerned, right, ever since the beginning, men never stayed at home. You see what I'm saying? Even the rich motherfuckers had to travel when it came down to relationships. We never stayed at home. So everybody had their own personal time, their own personal space. Like your boy was saying, as far as, man, she taking that little quick trip, hey, it's a much-needed thing. But, like, today's society, you really don't have that travel. You don't have that personal time anymore due to social media, due to text messages, due to emails. Because before emails, we had letters, which means you had to wait. You had to anticipate that response. Yeah. That anticipation is gone. You see what I'm saying? So like, now when it comes down to relationships, regardless of the fact of how you talk about it, like, you know what I'm saying, you want this man to know exactly what's on your fucking mind. Look, dude ain't psychic, no. That's real shit. Everybody has their own language of love. Everybody feels love differently. Some people are physical, meaning they like to be touched. You see what I'm saying? Some people, they like gifts, which means they want you to go out and write a nice little letter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody has their own thing, but you just have to figure out how the other person feels the love you're trying to articulate to them. You see what I'm saying? Just because you like one thing don't mean the other motherfuckers don't feel the same way you feel about it. Like me, I'm a touchy-feely motherfucker. Like, you know, I'm going to lick my nipple, suck my dick, make me, all right, bitch, I know you love me.
Okay, all right.
But y'all laugh, but it's true, because, like, some people are just physical like that. You see what I'm saying? So by me being a physical person, the way I express my love is physical. But that don't mean the other person is going to feel the same way about it. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, you have to converse, you have to figure out, because a lot of people don't really understand that people don't have the same sense of love. You see what I'm saying? When I say that, I mean everybody don't feel love the same way. But you already automatically assume that the next motherfucker feel the same way you feel love. Like, wait a minute, hold up, it don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a motherfucker, you see what I'm saying? You want a motherfucker to be like, all right, he's already supposed to know, like, look, baby, this is what we're going to do. Man, that nigga don't know that. That nigga's not psychic. So when it comes down to a relationship, you have to give your 100%, and he has to give his. But if you give your 100% and he's only giving you 20, man, look, that's all on you. Because you're still supposed to express yourself. You're still supposed to open up your mouth. You're still supposed to tell him how you feel love, because that nigga ain't psychic, just like the bitch ain't psychic either. So if you don't open up your mouth and tell a motherfucker how you feel and what you like and how you feel loved, hey, man, it is what it is. But the only way you can do that, you have to know yourself first, which means you still need that personal time. Everybody still needs
yes.
that personal time.
Yeah, you do.
You need that personal time to figure out who you are. So, like, yeah, you know, men, they used to travel. They used to go hunt. They used to go on fucking trading trips and shit like that. The broad would stay home, you know what I'm saying, make this, make that, whatever the fuck they did, it is what it is. I don't know because I'm not a female. But when I did come home, you know what I'm saying, when you come home, oh, bitch, I miss you. Oh, baby, I miss you too. Mm, 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 mm. Y'all start fucking, y'all make another baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, when it comes down to the 40s. Right, when it came down to like the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, the men went off to war, or the men went to work in another state, came back. Those relationships last only because they had their personal time. Now, mind you, monogamy is not natural.
I don't think so either. Yeah, you're
it's,
right.
It's not. Monogamy is not natural because when you go
especially
to other countries. Right. When you
also,
go to other countries and whatnot.
From not the guy's point of view. Yeah. But go ahead.
No,
I was
well,
just going to say, just to elaborate on your point. Monogamy.
Now, the monogamy is not natural for females either. You see what
okay,
I'm saying? Cause like,
well, that's a good thing.
Even back in the day, like certain parts of Africa, like Egypt, Saddam and shit mm-hmm. like that. All right.
Okay.
Notice, they used to cut nigga nuts off that stayed in the house. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, they knew. That dick still worked, but you ain't about to fuck around and fuck my bitch and get her pregnant and have me raising this motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? So the male slaves got their nuts cut off because the wife used to fuck the motherfucking male slaves. You see what I'm saying? Like the eunuchs or some shit? Like, oh, damn, man, you cut the man nuts off. Yeah, can't trust the motherfucker. You can't trust a young bull. Simple as that. When it came down to France, the men would go out to, like, the little district or whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, they had, like, the little mistresses and shit like that. The females had their mistresses as well. Like, I don't know what you're going to call a mistress. But, you know, the little male dudes,
okay,
they had to have sex with. Monogamy is not natural. It's never been natural since the beginning of time. Even Abraham had another wife. Like, you know, he had to make a baby, but, you know.
Monogamy,
yeah.
Men are not created to be monogamous, but women are. Women
no,
are created to be monogamous.
That's
like,
why I
yes,
no.
I can get in a relationship with one man.
Lovely black.
No,
I can get in a relationship with one man.
When it comes down to world history. Baby girl, when it comes down to world history, you need to read your history. Like, in order for you to know your history, you have to know your past. In order for you to know your future, you have to know your past. If you don't read on what happened in the past, you ain't going to know what the hell is going on in the present. Females ain't built to be monogamous.
No, these hoes
they're
today
built to be loving,
ain't built
but
to
they're
be
not
monogamous.
Built to be monogamous. Oh, no. Know your history.
Yes,
no,
listen.
Know.
Yes.
Let's
I can
move.
Be in a
they're
relationship. Listen, I have never been in a relationship and cheated on somebody that I was in a relationship with. Now, I've always been honest. If me and him wasn't like that, I'm going to keep it real and say, you know, we ain't like this. And, I'm going to do me. But I have never been in a relationship and cheated. Because as a woman, I was always comfortable. Because, one, I'm not going to get in a relationship with somebody that's not going to make me comfortable. I ain't going to be in a relationship with somebody your dick trash or, you know, things that that I know that I need at home. I've never been in a relationship and cheated. But it has never really bothered me. It's never about what you do, it's how you do it, right? And I put a post up about this, last night. Women used to know how to be side chicks, right? It wasn't the fact that niggas weren't cheating, but women knew how to be side chicks. They had a form of respect, and these women don't respect themselves, let alone respect they mother or anybody else. So how they going to respect somebody that they should respect? And men not playing the game right either. So if you out here, you got a wife, you got a girl at home, y'all stay together, you should make sure the chick that you dealing with will not under no circumstances disrespect the person that you in a relationship with. Because
that's why I gotta keep it a buck.
That's grounds for termination. You should never be in too deep with somebody that's not respecting you as a person. Because she ain't respecting you if she ain't respecting your old lady. Men give these women too many passes to disrespect their household and their relationship. We know he possibly doing him.
That's
but
lovely,
then,
no. Just that's your name is Lovely Black. But I mean, you getting loud on the phone ain't gonna stop the fact of history. Like, yeah, don't get me
listen,
wrong.
I'm
everybody,
not.
Like,
listen,
everybody
I'm,
wants to be. Everybody wants to be correct. Everybody wants to be right.
So.
But at the end
hey,
of the day, when
I'm,
it comes
okay.
out to Africa, when
no,
it comes out to
but
Europe,
I'm a woman.
When it comes
so
out to
world
history,
you telling me that women can't be monogamous? We can.
No, no. Notice I didn't say couldn't be monogamous. All right. Notice I said you're not built for monogamy.
Wait, hold on.
Let's get one thing straight.
That's just like you're telling me a man ain't going to cheat.
When history first started, right, when we traveled, it was years apart. Okay, when you went on a damn hunting trip or you went on a trading trip, it took months because you had to walk. There was no cars. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have ships at first. So you used to have to walk your black ass or walk your white ass or walk your mulatto ass to the next goddamn town. Now, mind you, why are you months apart? That pussy getting wet by somebody else. Why you must support that dick getting
not
hard for somebody else?
Not necessarily, though.
I don't know.
Yes,
no.
Necessarily.
I would say for the man. But look, here's the only point that I'll bring up, Smooth, and I always bring this up. Usually, you look, and I'm just, I respect your opinion. Usually I get this from, like, a female point of view that would say, well, all right, here's my point. What I'm trying to say is this, because I've
thank
had this
you.
Discussion. On many occasions. So this is the point I always bring up, right? You can take one female, line up five guys, right? All five guys could bang her out, boss off. You know what I'm saying? I hate to be as raw, but this is real talk. Boss off in her, whatever. Everybody can ejaculate in her, right? Yet, she only can be pregnant one time. So for 8 months, it's only going to be one baby that's going to come out of that one female, right? Now, if we reverse this situation and we put a single male and we take five females in the same situation, he busts off in all five females, guess what? If he's fertile, all five of those females are going to get pregnant at the same time. They're going to have babies at different times.
That's
just the law of nature right there. So that's what I'm trying to say, the whole monogamy, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you
it
look
ain't
at
for
nature,
men.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
It's
not
for
built
women.
To, yeah, that's
no.
right there.
It's not for women either. Like, even the old
well,
parents,
okay,
parents,
that's your point,
parents,
we're going to agree to disagree.
It's not about the point of view. It's about actually history. Even the past histories of queens in Africa and Europe or whatnot,
yeah.
They had their dicks. They had their male servants or their females, depending on how they rocked, because they, let's be honest, that gay shit been around since the beginning of time, Sodom and Gomorrah. They've been with the fuckery. So we can't hide it no more. These facts have been around forever. But that being said, right, they still had their play toys. Motherfucking dildos been around forever. You can only fuck a stone dildo for so long before you need that real meat.
You know what? Say a stone dildo.
That's like the creative
they had cucumbers. It was a cucumber.
Like,
it was a cucumber. They just
that too.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it depends. It depends if they had that type of
I'm not good with toys. Like the penetration. Like, I like the ones you sit on. Like, when I did the celibacy, you know, that's the first time that I was really dealing with toys on the inside of me, but I don't really like toys going on inside of me. That shit feel fake. That's how I could never be gay. Not to that aspect, because I won't meet. And a toy can't suffice.
That's cool.
That's a good. That's
but
a
you know
point.
Your boy who made Kama Sutra, he ain't no nuts for a reason, though. That motherfucker did not have nuts for a reason. He was a slave. But he made, hey, that motherfucker made some fucked up ass moves, boy. You got to be a flexible son of a bitch to do that shit.
I bet you
so,
know.
So now, Ms. Lovely Black, now you know, I ran off my points. Smooth ran off his points. What would you say that, you know, how do you keep a relationship alive without, you know what
I'm
saying?
So I'm going to tell you what I feel, right? But the things that I used to do and the things that I was taught don't seem like they hold no value and weight anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And ironically, that's just the world that we live in because, you know, women aren't valued anymore. It's all about you got a body, it don't matter. You know, we can go out to eat or whatever. But for me, to keep a relationship alive, I feel like you got to be everything that you need to be. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be his friend, his lover, his mate, his shelf, his porn star. Like, do every everything. You feel me? You cooking dinner. Like, I rarely eat out. So it got to be a man that actually like to eat. You know what I'm saying? Cook food. You like to eat? I love to cook. You know, let's cook together. You know, get a meal that both of y'all, you know, that he know how to cook with you and cook together. That shit is kind of cute. You know what I'm saying? Y'all in the kitchen together. Well, I mean, not cute, but you know what I'm saying. I'm using my term. Shut up. Like, you know, I like stuff like that. I like cooking dinner together. He in the shower. You know what I'm saying? You go in the shower and you wash his back for him. You feel me? Give him a blowjob in the shower. Like just incorporating your day. I remember my house in Georgia, I had, like, a garden tub and a stand-up shower. And so I would literally, like, wait until, you know what I'm saying, my peoples was getting in the shower and take my bath. We take, you know, take baths. He could get in the shower and then he'd get in the tub with me. You know, things like that to just, like, keep it sparkful. Of course, you know, hold it down. You know, a grown man, he going to do what he do, whether he paying all the bills in the house, whether he paying, you know, some of the bills in the house. It depends on what your situation is. But, you know, also I feel like keeping it alive is making sure he know that you got his back. So while he going out getting money, you getting money too. You know, you putting that to the side. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you need this, babe, you know, I got you. I think keeping a relationship alive is everything from the romance to the finance to bromance to whatever it is that can be done, you know. If a gang coming on and you know he likes sports and he got really cool friends and, you know, they like cigars, then, you know, surprise them and get the best cigars that they like to smoke on and, you know, cook some for him and his homeboys and make sure they straight and then just leave them in there. You know, like men like when they woman show, well, before, men like when they woman can show out, you know what I'm saying, and do good shit in front of their homeboys because, you know, that makes them feel good. These men now not into all of that shit. They don't give a fuck if you got a job. They don't give a fuck if you got your own shit. They don't care about none of this shit. I guess they care about how you look. You know what I'm saying? That looks is everything now.
Another thing, too, and go ahead. Well, go ahead, Smooth. Make, you know, if you had a point, go ahead.
No, I'm gonna go ahead a little talk. But at the end of the day, man, in order to keep a relationship alive, you got to put in your 100%. Because if you don't put in, see, somebody has to put in 100%, regardless of the fact. You have to put in your 100%, just like he has to put in his. Now, if he ain't putting in his 100%, then that's when you open up your mouth and you let him know what you expect out of the relationship prior to get in the relationship. It's 100% or nothing. Simple as that. If you feel as if you're getting 80, then call it quits. Let it go. But everybody has to do their time. Everybody has to put in their 100%. Now, mind you, like I said, everybody feels love differently, which means everybody expresses love differently. Like me personally, I ain't got no friends. I don't want no nigga by my house anyway. And if my nigga was by my house, my bitch needs to be seen and not heard. Meaning bitch go in the room. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
Heard
and
not seen.
That's just like... That's like old school children. You remember old school children? Boy, you ain't even know children exist back in the day. Nah, these little motherfuckers are holding conversations with adults. What the fuck? Hey, if you don't get your little small ass in that room and shut the fuck up. So if I, let's say I did like football or basketball or some shit, right? And I invite niggas to my house. Nigga, we got the same thing. We got a dick and a set of balls. Hell no. Mm-mm. I don't need my woman walking around cooking food for another motherfucker. What the fuck?
Well, she can at least cook the shit before they get there. Because you know what? You have to abide by the rules of your relationship. So that's no problem. If you're in a relationship with a nigga that don't want you around like that, then and that's who you choose
you
to be with, then okay.
I
think you got to know.
You know
I think you got to know what personalities mesh to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's like different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
that wouldn't mesh for me.
Yeah,
that wouldn't mesh.
I'm
an Aquarius. I'm very outgoing. For anybody that tried to bottle my personality, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
So generally, I stay home a lot now. You know, like I say, if you know who I used to be, then you understand why I stay home a lot. So I'm not always in the streets. I'll be home trying to figure out how to come up and how to make something happen, right? But if a man say, well, okay, I don't want you going out, even though I don't go out, then I'm going to want to go out. Because now you done said you cannot bottle an Aquarius. Like, just go with the flow with us and let it do what it do. Now, if you that, look, I love to cook and I love to feed people. So, if your people's coming by the house and I done cooked dinner, damn right they can eat. I don't want them. Like I said, I've never been in a relationship where I've cheated on my dude. Like, period. I wouldn't be with him. I wouldn't be with him.
Yeah, like
you
know I said,
so it ain't nothing
like,
that nobody else got because I can't leave what I got here because something else look good because the man gonna want you because you got somebody already. But if he can take you from who you got, then he ain't gonna want you no more. You know what I'm saying? And if a man can take you from your man and you that was never your man at all. So as a queen, you have to know your position. You can still, you know, back in the day, you know, we used to all have fun. They come by, you know, hey, y'all want beers? You know, my grandmother was not like that. Anybody that came to visit my granddaddy and my daddy, you know, she made sure everybody was straight. That's Southern hospitality. So if you can't trust me enough or, you know, if your people come there, that's my job to entertain. You ain't supposed to be going in my refrigerator, going to get them no ice for no liquor or going to get them no bill. That's my job to make sure that y'all straight. Now, I may come and put it on the table by your side and you let them come get it. I ain't finna just, you know, probably outright serve each and every one of them, but I mean, as a woman, I'm gonna do my duty as a woman. If you that jealous, then I thought we not gonna be together because I was in a relationship like that. I was miserable as hell, but I loved him to death. So guess what? I stayed trying to keep the relationship alive, and I became a doormat at that time because anytime he got mad, okay, we ain't together no more. It ain't nothing we talked about, we ain't together no more. And then a week or two later, we back together, but you done went and did whatever it is that you wanted to do while we wasn't together for that week. And eventually, I had to realize that this ain't going to work. This ain't what I want to do. So you understand your value. But as Smooth said, giving it 100%, that's right. You doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. But men don't value that shit no more. I ain't got no fake titties. I ain't got my
stop
stomach
saying,
done.
Man.
I ain't okay. These boys,
like, I ain't
nah,
that
like
ain't
you want to go,
shit.
You
want to
go
shit.
For
it's
what looks good. These motherfuckers look gooder
shit.
Than a motherfucker. Body snatch like a bitch.
Not
but goddamn, guess
I ain't
what they got going for themselves? Not what they telling you. What they got? What they track record at? Okay.
True.
Motherfuckers are out here ain't even paying rent. Motherfuckers around this bitch ain't even paying for lights. You ain't doing nothing. Fucking not ain't going off. But that's the type of motherfucker that attracts you. They pheromones are through the roof, so they're going to attract a male because they so sexually active. Me, I'm sitting my ass back in the house. I don't got time to meet nobody. You know what I'm saying? So if I meet you, I met more people since I've been here just by word of mouth of people realizing, not even met people that I know, realizing that I'm back in the city. Now everybody like, you back in the city? Where you at? I can't see you, so it don't even matter. I ain't finna have nobody come out here. I'm in the goddamn forest. But, you know, like when I go to the city, I can get out more and I can do what I do, so it don't bother me because I know we finna move. But my whole thing is, like I said, like.
You said something about.
It's all about.
Pheromones attract. What do you mean by that? Because you're a woman.
Like.
So what was that? Pheromones attract.
A woman. Like, some men, real men, they can sense and they can smell a woman's pheromones, like, you know, her level of horniness. Like, if a woman hasn't had sex in a long time, you know, she produces pheromones. And a man that's in tune with himself, he can sense that,
yeah.
and he'll be at it.
Yeah.
A woman that
that's
is very sexually active, she also lets off a different type of
it's different. Like, so the one is that hasn't had sex, that you can tell they want it, that's them pheromones. But the another one is just sexually active, where she's just savage with it.
It's some type of, I forgot what they call it. I don't want to say that it's pheromones as well, but it's something that they let off when they're very sexually active and a man can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell. And so that's why they go after women and like hoes is winning. Huh?
This is the same thing. A pheromone is hormones. It's the same thing.
But it's a different type, though.
It's a different level, yeah. Different.
Well,
I can sense that. Only reason why I say that because... Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, I was just going to say, because remember, when we was talking about it on the show, I told you, like, a lot of times my relationship has been, like, you know, because I've been in a relationship ever since, you know, or, like, before I was married, you know, I just have, would have jump offs, and that, that pheromone situation is real, because a lot of times I can pick up on that, you know what I'm saying? And it's a weird energy, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, can we connect on that energy? And if we can connect, can it be convenient for both of us to be able to connect? And if it's convenient, like, I've always found a way to be able to connect if it's convenient. Sometimes you can get that connection, but it's not convenient. Like, damn, like, it's, I'm gonna have to go out of my way to try to do something. And then, like, the trance is broken, you know what I'm saying? But if I get that connection and it can just be conveniently done, where, like, both of us is not going out of our way to make it happen, then that's when it happens. So I just, you know, once you said that, I just kind of had to, like,
yeah, my
pick up on that,
good,
you know,
friend came to visit me in Georgia after I had Juice, and I hadn't been touched in forever. I say my baby daddy knew what he was doing, because he knew that I was doing the celibacy thing, and then went right when my time was up, my 6 weeks was up, that's when we started back talking. Like, that's when he acted like he had some sense. But
yeah,
my good friend came, and when he left, he was like, man, I had to get out of there. And I said, why? He said, man, your pheromones was through the roof, man.
Oh, it was
he
a good friend.
Like,
it was
a
pretty good
one.
And it was
yeah,
because
you know, I was practicing celibacy, and so you know, and I would wonder, like, some people, you know, you see people,
man,
you talk, and then they like walk off real fast, and I'm like,
yeah,
you know what's wrong?
Yo,
you know what?
Like,
and he said, your pheromones are fucking screaming. You
yo.
Need to be touched. He said I laid in
gosh.
The bed the first night, was like, man, please just let her come in here. Just let her come in here.
Oh, y'all got it in.
This is my buddy, but, you know, he's joking. Like, you know, he's funny.
Yeah, that happens, though.
But he's
but
like,
yeah,
you know, your pheromones are through the roof. And I said, I didn't know that you can sense that, you know, I wasn't having, you know, that I wasn't sexually active. He said, hell yeah. I can sense it. And I was like, that's crazy. And that's
that
when
shit.
We went to get
it.
I started doing my research on that. And I was like, really? You can tell?
That's gonna be
he was like,
show.
Man, when a
that.
Man around you and he ready to get away from you, he can sense when you, you know, not having sex. And especially if you ain't putting out, he ain't finna sit around you, because that shit will drive him crazy.
Yo,
but I never knew that
right.
until we
no,
was having this conversation.
Sometimes you just get it. Like, you just get this ill. Like, I felt that. I felt that from a different energy, from just different, you know, it could be somebody you work with. It could be just different. And you just feel like this crazy, like, energy. Like, what the fuck?
And do you
then,
know,
like,
I still have not gotten back in full swing since, I still haven't got back in full swing. I still have not got back in full swing to where I can say me and X, Y, and Z, you know, we having sex 2-3 times a week. I haven't got back in full swing yet. From the time I started having sex, man, dude, I started having sex when I moved here. Crazy.
Wait, hold on. Wait,
I think I had one little.
You talking about now?
One little.
Recently?
Yeah, but no. I think I started having sex when I came back here.
Oh, just now. Okay. I mean, you
yeah.
like,
and I
right,
still
okay,
haven't
right.
gotten in the full swing, because I'm not finna subject myself to saying, you know, I'm gonna do this just to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't, no. Like I'm trying to keep the same way as women, that we gotta keep our situation alive with women. Men have to keep shit alive with us. And it depends on her mind frame. Let me tell you something. It depends on
go
this
ahead,
woman's mind frame, depending on how much work you have to put in. Now, if she's a jump off and she after the check, she just want to be connected, that shit going to be easy. You just give her some dick, she good. A woman like myself, honey, you can keep the dick. I don't care how big it is. Guess what? You better check my resume. Big dick ain't nothing that I'm worried about. But what I am telling you is that you still have to keep women interested as well. You got to keep it alive with us as well. You got to surprise us. You got to do things that make sense. If you're a grown-ass man and you got me sweating you, it's turning me off. And I may not walk away right then and there, but trust me, I'm an Aquarius. I'm putting my mind together, and when I walk away, I'm walking away. And that's just the thing.
Yeah,
like, in my mind, I'm sitting here like, I'm not okay with the situation. I'm going to make sure that you understand that I'm not okay with the situation. And when I finally walk off, like, it's just like, I'm done. Like I don't have time to play games. I don't have time to keep going backwards and forth. So just like you want me to keep it alive with you, and I know what I bring to the table, I know that I'm going to keep your belly full. I know that I'm going to keep your nuts empty. I know that I'm going to keep your clothes clean. I know that I'm going to be able to sit down and talk business with you. I know that I'm going to be able to do all these things with you. But yet, you ain't making sure that I'm straight. You ain't catering to my needs as a woman. I know how I'm supposed to be treated. And that's the downfall, because a lot of these women don't know how they're supposed to be treated. And they don't give a fuck about how they're supposed to be treated, because they're going to do what they're going to do. They just want you up under them. But I ain't going to settle. So therefore, I can be talking to somebody and be like, yep, nope, this ain't going to work, because I ain't going to settle. I'm not okay with the, I come by there every 2 weeks. I'm not okay with the, oh, I get the when I get the once a week. I'm not okay with that type of time. I will never be okay with that type of time. And it
so
just
you,
is
you,
what it is. And that works
you
for some
it from
people.
Being,
it just don't work for
you
me.
Keeping it from being a doormat before you even get in a relationship, huh? That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
It, there you go.
Okay.
God, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you my call.
Okay.
You
yeah,
see
okay.
the trends. And that's the thing that I say, ladies, take accountability. You see the trends. You see what he's doing. So you're going to let him come see you once a month. You're going to open your body up to him once a month and think it's okay in hopes that he's going to change. Or are you going to make him show his true hands? So it's so many women out here allowing and dealing with whatever a man got to give to you. That's why it's so hard for me. But I don't care. I take the hard route, because I ain't finna settle for not nobody. Like I said, I don't consider myself off the market right now. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Do I consider myself off the market? No. And I haven't even been putting it out there that I'm talking or dating or da-da-da-da-da-da. But I'm telling you right now. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. I'm going to be honest. Am I off the market? No, I'm not.
Still taking applications.
Because I'm going to know. When he's doing what he's supposed to do, I'm going to know that this is where I'm going to be at. And right now, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Same way y'all want. So you got a woman that do all of these things. She got to own everything. So you got some men that feel like being too independent is too much. I pay my rent, you know what I'm saying, for the next month, the first week. So the first week,
nice.
The second week in this month, my rent was paid for next month. You know what I'm saying? Like I do shit like that because I'm used to being by myself, so I'm used to survival mode, right?
Just
I got children. I got to do what I got to do. So you got a woman that got her shit together, got her own everything, and when she got her own everything, and she has her own everything, and she's doing everything that she's supposed to do, you think she's supposed to settle? Well, thank you for calling Real Talk with the new... Oh, they hung up. So is she supposed to settle? Because... Mm. You got a big dick? I can't figure out what kind of word.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Who's on the line?
Oh, what's going on? It's your boy Stray Zillin checking in, man. I've been missing a couple of weeks, been working like a fool, but, you know, on my support motion,
hey.
You know?
Hey. Hey, what's happening?
What's happening?
So right now we're talking about men keeping their relationship alive with women, right? You know, we weren't going to just go all in for the man. So you got a woman that's doing everything. Prime example, you're the perfect person to talk to. I remember we had a conversation, right? And on a show, we were talking about something one day you called in. And you were saying that you would like to be in a position to be able to take on, you know, a certain type of woman, X, Y, and Z. And that's how some men feel. But you would still sleep with that woman, right? You know, just men in general, you would still sleep with a woman that got her shit together, knowing that you don't have your shit together, knowing that women are emotional creatures. So she's going to get attached because you having sex. But you know that you can't give her what she needs as a woman, but you're going to sleep with her. But yet, then she becomes a doormat because she's going to get the sex. She wants the sex. Independent women, honestly, we had the least amount of sex. If we not in a relationship, we had the least amount of sex. Because our money is so, our mind is so much on getting money and getting to our next goal and reaching our next level and peeking out and taking care of our kids and taking care of our home. So we doing all this, we getting minimum penis, so to have some good penis around is good. But what would you do as a man to keep your relationship alive with a woman?
Oh, boy, that's, you know, things can get difficult, especially after time has expired or, you know, you done exacerbated so much effort and energy in making things happen and keeping things on a positive note. You know, sometimes relationships just go into argument mode or, you know, sometimes they just go into this real crazy gray area. I mean, and sometimes it's difficult to find your own answer. You know, a lot of times it's good to have like-minded people, not, you know, not like in a relationship sense, but, you know, just even as someone to speak to or to take additional confidence in the understanding who's been through something similar or
that's right,
who got a little bit of enlightenment for you. But I mean, like, it's sometimes difficult to find your own answer, especially when it comes with being a man and keeping a woman pleased, especially if you are already, you know, adamant about yourself being ready for her or the right one for her. But I mean, what would I do? I don't know. I mean, best thing I can do is ask her. I mean, what the fuck can I do? I mean, excuse my language. What can I do?
What can I do?
What is gonna fix the problem?
I should already know.
Okay,
no,
well.
No, that's not
no.
it. That's not it. Straight. Don't do that.
You get that
Listen,
answer sometimes.
You do, but I mean, as grown women, right? The one thing that we hear is, "I'm not ready for you. I ain't there yet." And sometimes, like, okay, it's no secret. You know, I date, you know, people that's well known. And I get tired of that. But guess what? When you start dating a certain type of men, unfortunately, you kind of used to that. It's hard for you to go back to a regular type of dude, right? But I'm open to dating a regular man. I really, really am. But regular men feel like they not enough for me. And it's like, the thing is, it's like, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Because all you have to do is what you do. Because I'm going to still do what I do. But regular men feel like they won't be able to keep up with me. Some
no,
men
hold on.
Have
What's your definition
issues?
Of a regular man?
Well,
she's
what
as far from what I know, as far from what I'm knowing from what I'm hearing right now is that, you know, she's had relationships with well-established or not only just popular but financially stable, like, or surpassing stable financially, or, you know what I'm saying, having the opportunity or his ways of the
right.
world type
and
guy.
And so a man just with a regular job, like, you know, regular guy, you know. I mean, these guys are not regular. You know, you excelling. Smooth, you're not a regular guy, so don't even. But anyways, like they think that, you know, they not enough. And for me, by far, that's the craziest thing ever, because when it comes to it, I just look for the simplest things. Pay some bills. You know, be honest, be real, be devoted. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that. And I get that a lot. And men feel like they not enough for me. And I'm like, I'm willing to I'm open to things, to different things, you know.
Well, let me ask the caller this. Let me ask you this question. So, you know, I gave my definition. I ran down things that I thought, you know, was. You know, pertaining to the topic. Smooth ran down what he thought was pertaining to the topic. Miss Lovely Black ran down what she thought. So let me just ask you this question. Like, so how do you, you know, if you're in a relationship, how do you keep a relationship alive without becoming a doormat or the relationship becoming dormant? You know, what do you do to keep the relationship to that level where you're happy? You know what I'm saying? Both of you.
You're asking me?
No. Yeah, I'm asking you.
Yeah, sure. Miss Lovely. Okay.
Yeah,
for
you.
I'm more so the type that I try to be observant, you know what I'm saying, and pay attention to things. See, one thing I as a man I have learned
is that as emotional creatures as women are, you're in a day and age where it's still the little things, but you got to pay attention to it. Like, if you really want them, if you're really trying to get that far, you know, to the end of the world with the lady, you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Most likely, it'll be like the little things that are kind of lighting up the mold. You know what I'm saying? Especially if things are in the red zone or negative, as far as like, you know, happiness or whatever, or feeling like y'all saying, like feeling like you belong. Pay attention and do and miscellaneously and randomly as well as frequently get out of the worries of the big things. Just that they got to be him. You know, like you say, a bill here or there. What, you know, be confident and hold down the whole alpha, you know, scenario, what have you. But pay attention and get those spontaneous small things back popping. You know, that'll definitely at least show, which is what most women, you know, are gonna hold on to. Like, they could believe what you hear, but you know, they gonna hold on to what they see, what becomes a pattern. You can't fake a pattern. And spontaneously, yeah, randomly, yeah, and consistently catch up them little things, man, because that's part of what's slipping.
Okay. Right. Look, okay. He said,
everybody getting their, you know, putting their 2 cents into this relationship thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting to just get other people's, you know, thoughts on, you know, what they do to keep their relationship going with their females and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm trying so hard
that.
Not to give up. Like, I'm damn near at the I give up stage.
On relationships.
I'm trying to leave Lovely where she at, okay? I'm trying to let this bitch
okay,
kill.
Okay, you trying to retire Lovely altogether?
I'm trying to leave Lovely where she at. Listen, it's the name. The new. Okay? The new. I'm a different person. I'm trying to leave it where they at. They ain't letting it. They ain't letting it, man. They not letting it.
Yeah.
Man, just go on retire, man. Fuck it.
Huh?
Yeah, just go on retire. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're in a situation where you feel as if you can't give your 100% until you think this motherfucker's worthy or he's going to give you 100%, I mean, it don't work that way. You just got to do you. Simple
yeah,
as that.
Right, because I ain't going to do me and go all in with an individual. Like, I just did that, man. Let me tell you something. I was just talking to this dude, right? We're talking about 4 months or whatever, right? And I mean, ship gravy, you know, we went from, you know, talking every single day and, you know, having this whole vibe, and I'm giving 100%. I'm giving 100%. Like, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That he ain't never asked me for shit. Ever asked me for shit. But it was shit that I seen that need to be done. I'm doing it. Whatever the case may be, like, I'm going 100%. You understand me? Man, listen, that nigga maybe gave me like 25% at the end of the day. I was like, oh, fuck out of here. Of course, I ain't finna say, because I'm looking at this 25% to this 100% that I'm giving, and it just makes me understand that, motherfucker, no, if you ain't giving me 100% like I'm giving you 100%, man, it ain't finna happen, man. It ain't gonna happen. That was the first individual that I dated after being celibate. For 11 fucking months. That's the first individual I dated. The first man that I slept with after this whole fiasco. And then, you know what I'm saying, it ain't nothing but bullshit. I'm like, this is what the fuck I came back to. I should have stayed celibate.
Hold up.
But you're acting like the pussy is 100% or something. Like, at the end of the day, your pussy ain't shit. Just like a dick ain't shit when it comes down to it. I stop it.
No,
your
I ain't talking about
like
that. That ain't what I'm talking about. I said
you need to
that's the first
one
person.
When it comes down to love, when it comes down to how a motherfucker feel about something, just because you're 100% of doing something, that don't mean he's feeling that 100%. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but that's the whole point.
Everybody,
what you just said, you have to communicate. We communicated,
right,
and the nigga was full of shit.
Nigga, well, then let him go. Like, at the end
that's
of the day, if you feel as if a nigga ain't shit, then let the shit go. This is like a bitch. Like, I don't
know
what's on the table. What's on the table in my sight, man? What's on the table in my sight is that, oh, you feel like you're putting in 100%, he gives you 25%. what may be on the table in his sight is that he putting up 100 and you putting up 150.
No, there's no way he thought he was putting up 100.
I mean,
he understood that he wasn't doing
language.
He understood
these
that. But for me, what I felt like the motherfucker was just trying to be smart to see how long I was going to keep giving 100% to see how long he had to drag that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like he was doing shit just to see if I was going to be able to tolerate it, and he knew it. He was like, man, you ain't even going to be able to put up with my shit. Why you ain't tell me that shit 3 months ago? You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm in the moment, you like, I ain't gonna be able to put up with your shit. Now you gonna tell me this shit? You could have told me before I got wrapped up in two. It took me about a month to be tired of his shit, and I was out. You know what I'm saying? I was out. And so now that I'm out, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, the people feeling some type of way, but you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. I chilled out. I moved on. But at the same time, now you talking to somebody and you just like, I'm just sitting back seeing what's going on. My one thing is I have to relinquish control. I'm always in control. I always gotta be in control. I got all this shit going on because I'm always in control. I'm always dominant. So I'm like, you know what? I gotta find a situation that's worth me relinquishing my control and going with the flow. That's the hard part right now. Finding something
worth. The word worth. Worth
yeah.
you giving up your control. I
it
mean,
gotta be
you
worth
give it,
man.
You don't.
No,
you
man.
Be
you can't give up
your
control
that's
to a motherfucker that can't leave you, man.
It's not areas that's
you can't leave me.
Right.
How can I give
Wait,
you
on,
my
hold
control?
On, hold up. All right. So,
man, I'll take what I want.
What was you saying, caller? What was your
I
point?
I said, even though you're dominant, and that's only because, you know, it's forced upon you. You have to be dominant. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but. In certain areas that man requires, you know what I'm saying, a woman to be submissive. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you know? Because if one thing about it is like with you it may be no shorts, no over, no pass through balances, no leftover balances, no, you know what I'm saying? Let's put it all on the table, handle it. I'm trying to go ahead, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I mean, hey, it's certain spots, you know what I'm saying? Certain areas. You might you go harder than some, and that hey, what are you gonna do?
I want that
I
person
get,
to give control
yeah,
to. I just
playing,
can't give it to anybody.
Now, what you mean when you say
you're
up in black? When you saying you're looking to give up control in what aspect? What do you mean when you say that? Like elaborate.
In
on
all
that.
Aspects, I really am. Other than my kids, in
all
aspects. You know, I am. I'm looking to give up control, but I'm not looking. I'm willing, but it has to be for the right individual. I can't just do it for anyone. I can't give control to a motherfucker that don't know how to manage money. I can't give control to a motherfucker that don't understand that bills got to be paid first, then we out on the streets. You know, this is what I'm saying, worth it.
Okay.
Things have to, you have to show me that you can do. You may not do what I do. You may not pay rent a month early, you know, and 3 months ahead of time. You may not do all of that shit, but as long as you pay it on time, I can be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? You may not do everything the way that I'm used to doing it, but I'm open to saying, okay, let me look at it in your way. But it just can't be anybody. And your actions speak louder than words. Like, I go hard for people that I fuck with, but I go 100 times harder for a motherfucker that I know fuck with me. I put that on my goddamn page tonight. If I see it, as a woman, there's no doubt. When a man really fucking with you, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. And then you don't just give in at the beginning, right? Because like Mo being said, they come with their representatives. You got to make sure this ain't no representative. When he fucking with you, he fucking with you. He doing everything he got to do. The one thing that you're going to fuck up at is thinking that I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of grown men. I don't care how in love we are. When it comes down to the fact that I got to carry the torch by myself within the first, before we married, feel like before we married and I got to carry the torch for myself, automatic dismissal.
Man, I'm cut differently. I take what I want. This whole I'm willing to relinquish control shit, man, what the fuck? Man, you fuck with a homosexual. Simple as that. Men take what they want.
Or unless you're a nigga like that.
Men, Like, don't get
that's
me wrong.
That's my best.
Like, they, but what they say, the testosterone level of the male is dropping for the last 40, 50 years. All right, I understand that shit. Well.
Yep.
But I'm still a fucking man. You see what I'm saying? I take what I want.
High.
Ain't going to be no, oh, I'm willing to relinquish control. Now, I don't know who you fucking
with. But
fuck
you don't
with,
have me like you over here, best friend, and you my best friend, so I can't date you. Now, if they had a nigga like, man, fuck that. You ain't doing
I
that.
Mean, but
I love me a dominant
money,
man.
I'd reconsider. But. If you have some Oprah money, I reconsider. Let's try, baby. We're going to get together.
That Oprah money?
That Oprah money.
You said Oprah money.
I play that step.
I love me a dominant man now. But you can't be no dominant man with no little dick. You can't be no dominant man that ain't got shit going. Like, the right man that I'm really fucking with, and he get dominant, oh, okay, take it. You know what I'm saying? Take control. You got it, boo. I'm all in. But they don't make men like that. You see, I don't even talk like that no more. They don't make dominant men no more that take control. Look at that shit. Make
yeah,
me
they do.
I'm a lion.
Well, I mean,
here, so.
Not that I can date.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, fuck, I'm sorry to hear that. You with all that, I'm willing to relinquish control shit. What the fuck you talking about?
So you taking it from jump. From jump. You already know.
Right.
You already know the time.
Nah, nigga, I ain't about to play with this bro. I'm talking about willing to relinquish control. Man, you can't even use my remote control in my house. You willing to relinquish control. Man, get the fuck out of here. I love you, but
well, that's what I'm dealing with right now, Beth. I'm in control, and, you know, like you want a man of the house. But, I mean, right now, I'm the man of the house, so.
I mean, that's all on you, then. But I know my situation. I know my shortfalls. So, like, everything I deal is poly. You know what I'm saying? It got to be more than us. It got to be just more than me, because when I'm on my money grind, I'm on my money grind. Bitch, I ain't around.
That's
simple
right.
Simple as that. I'm just fucking. Like, you're not taking. You're not concerned about, man. Fuck your feelings, bitch. Simple as that. Like, I have goals.
Right? Yeah, that's true, man. That's it.
Man, I have
goals.
I just can't allow myself to relinquish my goals because you and your fucking feelings.
As a woman, you shouldn't want a man.
That's a dope. That's some dope shit right here. You just said, Smooth. I feel that, man. Like, I can't relinquish my goals just because you're in your feelings. Like, that should be happening, man. That should be happening. Women be wanting
hey,
attention.
Check this out.
Like, I can't give you all that attention that you want right now because I'm chasing these goals.
Follow me
on
Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black 1, THEMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number 1. Follow me on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number 1. I see y'all been following me on Twitter. I see y'all. I'm starting to be more active on Twitter. Twitter just got boring. But follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number 1. Make sure you check out my children's website. It's S as in Sam, B as in boy, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, D as in David, K as in kite, I as in India, D as in David, S as in Sam.com. S, B, and D, kids.com for all of
shout
your updated apparel. And it's free
checking.
Shipping on
Pop.
The whole website, but you got to be in the United States. United States on domestic orders only. Make sure you check that out and, you know, make sure you guys tune in. I'm going to let Mo Beans take these last 2 minutes
right.
And take it all the way away. We had an awesome show tonight. See, I like shows
yeah,
like this.
Y'all
didn't call me
in
more.
2 minutes?
Yo, so
he always closes the show out. He the man.
Man, listen, man, close the show out then. Shut up.
So definitely, if you would like to be on the show, you know, if you want to be a guest, definitely get at me. You can email me. It's mobinns@gmail.com. On my social media outlets, like I said, I'm back on my Instagram a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to check me out on there, it's mobinns. And, you know, where I flourish, where I like to talk my shit the most, and, you know, but I keep it positive for the most part. Definitely get at me on Twitter. That's MOBINNS. So that's it. Tell a friend and tell a friend, Lord, want to listen. And also, too, if you missed the show, you can always check out the retweet. You know, once Black puts it out there, I'm going to retweet it. You know what I'm saying? So you can just catch up on the show. And
you late.
Yeah,
I already put it out there.
That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, boom, teamwork, make the dream work. Yeah, so every Sunday, you know, we this is how we do it, live and direct, real talk, real topics, and we just get it in. You know what I'm saying? It's the wind down for the week. That's it.
Sis, just like you keeping the relationship alive, make him keep the relationship alive. God damn it, y'all, do it the right way in 2019. Stop settling for people that you got to chase behind, because he ain't going to never do right as long as you chasing behind him. Do what you got to do for you, boo, and make him show out and show out for you, too. That's all I got to say on this topic.
So that's what's up. How many seconds we got? We got a couple seconds left.
10 seconds.
If I catch you following me, you're going to jail. I don't do social media.
Smooth Sage, you're going to punch you in your face. Don't follow him. You know what I'm
saying?
Keep
it positive. Stay focused and keep that bullshit from around you. Peace. Good night.
All right, y'all. Peace.